7 after the hour. Monday morning is upon us. Yes, Monday. Monday, Monday, Monday. Monday. The 5th of March, 2012. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, with an understanding of what's going on in the world and the important things that people are going to be yakking about or have been yakking about over the weekend. And certainly the cleanup efforts after all those twisters across a dozen states in the South, the Midwest. Crews working to remove the power lines, the debris, the damage to the homes in Kentucky. Woof.
I don't know if I was if I was emotional this weekend, Dougie, or if it was just plain sad. But did you happen to see the image of the man who found his dog and they were embracing?
No.
After, oh my gosh.
The dog
was
dead.
Talk about the waterworks. No, alive.
Oh,
the dog.
Really?
It was happy. Yeah, it was a happy story.
Oh.
But the guy thought the dog was gone and then found the dog.
That's a great story then.
That was a good story.
Michael, see if you can find that video. We'll post it at DougSteffen.com and on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. 20 deaths in Kentucky, 12 in Indiana, 3 in Ohio. Sounds like who's voting on Super Tuesday tomorrow. Alabama saw a death. Georgia saw a death. You saw the pictures from Henryville, Indiana. A 52-mile-long stretch was totally destroyed. Total devastation. In New Perkin, Indiana, a 2-year-old girl orphaned by the storm was found badly injured among the debris. And then she died yesterday. Her parents and a 2-month-old sister and a 3-year-old brother were also killed. That's really a bummer.
Yeah.
Bummer. There are those who describe it as an apocalyptic path of destruction. You think about these things. Is it a little early for this? You have the usual people who are blaming global warming. What is going on, do you think? 800-510-8255. The town of Henryville, Indiana, 103 years old. What do you think, Jennifer, when you look at this sort of thing? It doesn't happen in California.
No.
Rarely happens on the East Coast. We had a tornado or two last year on the East Coast, but it mostly is this swath that starts down in Oklahoma, northern Texas, and then sort of heads in an east-northeasterly direction up through Tennessee and Kentucky, you know, maybe a little bit of southern Ohio, but it's that area pretty much. Sometimes it turns to the right and goes over into Virginia, but not often. It's pretty much this whole area, southern Indiana, southern Illinois, Missouri. I remember driving back last year from the West Coast. It was the first weekend in April, if I remember correctly, and Charlotte and I were really tired, and we were in eastern Missouri, and we followed by 30, 40 miles a tornado that had gone through the central part of the state, and it was just eerie, the way the air feels.
Oh, I can imagine. Probably a lot of electricity and, I don't know. It makes me, when I looked at those pictures over the weekend, it makes me, number one, feel very blessed that I live where I do. I mean, yes, every area has some kind of natural disaster to worry about. And we have earthquakes and they can be just as destructive. But, you know, the tornadoes seem to come more often and it's just,
I remember seeing, was it last Friday or Saturday, in some piece of video, a guy, there was a tornado last year that went through one of these towns. Guy rebuilt his house.
Oh, no, and it came through and got
it? Yeah.
That's when I would lift up stakes and move, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't chuckle about that, but it just seemed, looking at the bewilderment on his face, his wife's face, we just redid the house. We just finished it at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's gone again. So you think about the survivors of these things. You think about, in this case, the weather forecast apparently was very accurate, right on. So a lot of people had a chance at least. These things, one of them was leaving 65 miles an hour. Never mind the winds in the tornado of 180 miles an hour. It's traveling in an easterly direction at 65 miles an hour. And in some instances, it's just going right down the turnpike, the same speed as the cars on the turnpike.
Right. Ugh.
So it's really something. I don't know what you do. You have heartfelt condolences that you send out to these people. But what else can you do? You are, as you just suggested, thankful that you don't live there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. The babies, you see the pictures of people that are in church yesterday. There was a lot of credit given to cell phones and email for people who, husbands emailing their wives, get out of the house.
Yeah, do they evacuate? When you know a tornado's coming your way, are you supposed to evacuate, or are you just supposed to hang in the bathtub and hope for the best?
Most of the, when you, again, realize how fast some of these are traveling, pretty hard to get out of the way, because mostly these things touch down, and they go, and then they go away.
They come, and they go. Exactly, that's what I was wondering.
You have 15, 20 minutes warning sometimes. That's a lot. And so that's what makes it so difficult. Most of these towns have these blaring sounding horns that are in, if they have any kind of tornado record at all in their history. But the social media has had a big impact on all of this stuff. So thank heavens for that, I guess, under the circumstances. But I don't think, unless you've lived through this, I think tornadoes are they give me the willies. Worse than, I don't like hurricanes. I've never really been through a serious earthquake like you have. But that's the thing, and I don't like electrical storms either, but tornadoes, man, oof. 800-510-8255. What of all of the weather ills gives you the willies? It's 11 after the hour on Good Day. Jennifer and Doug here this morning.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Jennifer, watching our Facebook trail, it's Facebook.com/ Good Day Show, and at Good Day Show is how you follow us on Twitter. I think we got to do a number of things here. Imagine what it would be like if your town were devastated. Can you possibly imagine what some of these people are going through when they look at everything completely flattened? Especially when you look at the light, when you see these, I'm thinking about the primaries tomorrow, and a certain amount of politics of, what the actual rate of unemployment is, what the income, the average income is in some of these states, and seeing that people are really kind of, this is kind of almost a duh, but there's such a shortage of enthusiasm for anything these days.
I know.
Mostly because everybody is so down. And then you see this kind of stuff. And how much do we take? How much of it? I mean, people say, well, you've never seen anything that if you lived through the Depression or the Civil War or some of these other things. So I guess it brings me around to a general philosophical question about how we work to enjoy life. How is it that you push aside this stuff? 800-510-8255. Doesn't make any difference what newspaper you pick up, what television show on the news channel you watch. They're all just full of fear and horror. And you wake up, you get whacked with this stuff. It's no wonder that the general state of the country is so depressed. And, you know, I mean, these are bad things, but we just seem to be feeding ourselves. Meanwhile, that story about the dog and his owner, what a great story.
That was a good one. Yeah. I know, that was a good story.
Why didn't you find something else? You and I were just talking about something else that was good. Let's nose around.
See if we can.
Yeah.
Did you happen to see Saturday Night Live this weekend with Lindsay Lohan?
I asked Michael. I read something about it yesterday that suggested that, no, I wasn't awake, that she wasn't that stellar.
Well, people were picking on her, but now I've only made
it
through
half. People on the show were picking on her, or just people in general after the show?
People in general were picking on her, but I will have to tell you that I thought it was pretty funny, and she made fun of herself in a way that she had to, I think, to be successful. Otherwise, it would have been the white elephant in the room.
Yeah.
But the reason I ask is you were talking about Mitt Romney and Super Tuesday coming up, and they did a skit where Shepard Smith was interviewing Mitt Romney and his wife and his five sons.
Really?
And Mitt Romney said, I'm glad the people have chosen me as well. I'm glad they've decided to say okay to Mitt Romney instead of putting support. Because, again, the news media has scared everybody into saying you have to vote for Mitt Romney. Otherwise, you know, the whole world's going to blow up and nobody will defeat Barack Obama.
Well, they've changed their tune, they being the news media, the elitists, if you believe with some of the folks, and there are a lot of elites in the news media, no question about that, in my mind anyway. But you listen to how Ron Paul has now gotten sort of more and better coverage of his message, only because the people have spoken with their outrage about how the news media completely try to push this guy off as a nut bird, and yet he keeps coming in second in all of these, came in second in Washington on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't come in second because he has a message that nobody wants to hear. He comes in second because people are listening to the message and they're getting it in spite of the lack of coverage by the news media. So that shows you, I think, and this is mostly because young men especially like Newt Gingrich. I think after the president's call to this young woman who's involved, what's her name, Sandra Fluke. That's a whole other can of worms we ought to talk about in a few minutes, the Limbaugh thing. But in terms of the president calling her, there was one aim and one aim only in making that call.
That
is to get young women to say, okay, I'm going to vote for Obama. Young men are going to vote for Paul, young women for Obama. And it's just, in that case, that was there was no other reason for that than pure politics. Wow. 800-510-8255. Yeah, we will talk about Rush Limbaugh later on in this hour. Right now, though, let's talk about how important your time is to you, how valuable your time is to you, how important it is to use every minute in your life wisely. So wasting your time going to the post office, trying to find a place to park, and then waiting in line when you don't have to seems ludicrous. Get postage the instant you need it, right from your desk with Stamps.com. Stamps.com. So convenient. You buy and you print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. It doesn't cost any more. It's the same deal. You print postage from any letter or any package whenever you need it around the clock, and then the mailman picks it up the next day. Again, never waste your time in the post office again. I don't have a minute to waste. I love Stamps.com. So does my staff. Here you do. This is the deal. Stamps.com is a special offer for Doug Stephan listeners. No risk. You go to Stamps.com, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage, type in Doug, and get the deal. $110 bonus offer. No risk to you. You get a digital scale, $55 free. You got to use my name, Doug, at Stamps.com.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Find out from Ryan Seacrest is how much was in that check that he gave to the Give Back campaign.
Oh, is it gay? Says Ryan Seacrest is as gay as the Roaring Twenties.
Really?
That's pretty gay.
Wow.
As I've heard from a credible source that he is, but, you know, he also has dated girls before, so who knows?
You remember the saloon door? It swings both ways.
Simon, any advice on the high heels?
You should know, Ryan.
Stay out of my closet. Come out. Crazy story, but it's true. Listen to this. A man in Albuquerque has registered his dog to vote. Yeah. Apparently, the dog likes the current administration, but he's just not sure he wants another 28 years of Obama.
While visiting a GM plant the other day, President Obama pledged to buy a Chevy Volt after his presidency in 5 years. Today, Mitt Romney said, make it 1 year, I'll buy it for you. Okay, I'll buy it right now. Buy it right now. Have you caught Romney fever yet? See, it's not so much a fever as a low-grade infection with mild nausea. Yeah. Actually, been a good week for Mitt Romney. He won Arizona, won Michigan, now he won Wyoming yesterday. In fact, he said this is the best week of his life since they lowered the capital gains tax. So exciting. You see, Mitt Romney, I think he's a good man. He doesn't inspire people, you know? Like even his new campaign slogan, I guess you're stuck with me. See, it doesn't get you going, you know?
Listen to this. To celebrate Leap Day, Disneyland stayed open for 24 hours straight yesterday. So, yeah. So if you're someone who likes to hang out at Disneyland at 3 a.m., I'm Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC. Have some cookies. What did you think was going to happen over there? Well, it is a small world after all, isn't it?
Right over there in Beverly Hills. You can probably see it just out the window there, Beverly Hills. I'm not kidding. Today it became home to the world's first cupcake ATM. They have an ATM that dispenses both cash and cupcakes. The problem is, though, if you don't have an ATM card from that bank, it takes 3% of your frosting. But they have.
This week, a 95-year-old woman married a 98-year-old man to become the world's oldest newlyweds. Yep, they're registered at Bed, Sponge Bath, and Beyond. And on their wedding night, the sign on their door just said, "This is disturbing."
Lou Dobbs took an interesting stand in his show on Tuesday night. Lou Dobbs does a show on the Fox Business Channel, and I think Lou might be out of things to get mad about.
The Lorax, an adaptation of the classic Dr. Seuss children's book. The movie, set to be released nationwide next month, is about a woodland creature who speaks for the trees and fights rampant industrialism.
Hey!
What?
Did you chop down this tree?
What's that?
Hey! I think he did it.
The president's liberal friends in Hollywood targeting a younger demographic using animated movies to sell their agenda to children.
The president's liberal friends in their... This is a book written by Dr. Seuss in 1971. Is the president... He's talking about President Nixon? Who comes out against the Lorax? Lou Dobbs, that's it. Why, I don't know. Could be perhaps his shoes were too tight. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right.
Well, according to a new study, brunettes earn $8,400 a year more than blondes. Scientists believe this is because blondes are dumber. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
No,
but blondes end up making more money. They just don't earn it. But they make more. They have...
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. All right, you've seen it, and I've experienced it. The moment your plane touches the ground, everybody takes out their cell phones. So is it fact or fiction that a cell phone can actually interfere with a plane's navigation system? Well, contrary to popular belief, it's not the FAA, but the Federal Communications Commission that has banned the use of cell phones on domestic flights. While it is not a direct safety issue, the real concern with cell phones is potential interference to wireless networks on the ground. Tests conducted by NASA and other organizations have absolutely failed to come up with any conclusive evidence that links mobile phones with instrument problems on the plane. But even if the FCC lifts its ban, the FAA still wouldn't allow the use of all wireless devices like iPods or portable DVD players. That would require each carrier to show where there'd be no interference from a specific phone model on each type of aircraft. Hey, don't count on that happening anytime soon. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage may not be available in all states.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save.
Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now, the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics, and save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends March 9th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends March 9th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
After the hour on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program, as we check the latest in life, Jennifer Horn and I are looking at some of the things that are making news and conversation in a more lilting way. And when you listen to that approach to Monday or the Good Day program, you're sort of maybe lulled back a little bit to sleep. Let's see if we can fix that with this important announcement from a very important television program.
Ha ha! Gotcha!
You just like the theme song.
I love this theme song. Especially this part. When it gets the roll of the waves and the drums.
I could tell you the news that this show will be on Monday night, and Doug would still want to make it a news story.
Yes.
You know why?
Why is that?
We can dance to the song.
Yeah. Moving and grooving to the song. This is obviously the theme from Hawaii Five-0, one of the most recognizable themes, not only currently, but in the history of television. Somebody said the history of modern television. Is there another? History of television doesn't go back to the Dark Ages. It is a modern convenience, shall we say. And the current occupier of the Steve McGarrett role, a guy named Alex O'Loughlin.
Yes, he's a little hottie pants, I have to say.
Yeah, Jennifer likes Alex O'Loughlin.
I do.
He works out at my son's gym.
Oh, Brent good. Says, let's go hang out.
Pretty guy. Good guy. I mean, they shoot. They're in Hawaii, and they do most of the outside shots in Hawaii, and then the inside stuff is done on the soundstage in Los Angeles. That's the way it works. So what's going on with Alex O'Loughlin?
Well, he may be missing an episode of Hawaii Five-0, and that's because he's decided to go to rehab because he's got a problem with prescription pain medication. He had a recent shoulder injury, and I guess he's had some trouble kicking the pain medication. So before he gets out of hand, he is headed off to rehab, which I think is pretty smart. You don't want it to go any further than that.
Yeah.
He's going to miss at least one episode. CBS is being very, very supportive. The show is being supportive.
Well, what do you think we're going to do?
Yeah,
O'Loughlin's a jerk. He's a bum. He's a drug addict. We're going to throw him off the show.
Right. They'll do one episode with Adam. And actually, the show will focus on Masioka's character, which will be kind of fun.
Who's that?
And then, the Masioka character.
Who's Masioka?
He's the Asian American man on the show.
What?
What?
There are Grace Parks plays the cousin of the guy that was on Lost.
Okay.
And then there's what's his face, Jimmy Kahn's son Scott.
Right.
Who's
I know
the second
that one.
Banana. Those are the four main actors, plus Terry O'Loughlin.
So he's gone. I don't think you've watched this year.
I haven't watched
Have
a lot
watched
of it
this year. Have you
watched this year? I haven't watched a lot of it this year.
Because he's already gone. Lost Guy's gone.
Where'd he go?
He's going to do his own pilot. I don't know where he went on the show.
No, but did he get killed off on the show?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I actually don't watch the show. But anyway.
Nice going, Jennifer.
Neither of us watched the show this year. It's not going to focus on him. And then after the episode wraps, the show will take a short break before they go back into production to complete their second season. Yeah. So, good thought for him, hopefully.
All right. So, Lindsay Lohan acquitted herself, yes or no, on Saturday night.
I think she, you know, it was a good first try. I really think it was a good first try. And she really let them, she was a good sport. I mean, her opening monologue was supposed to be a song, but then they were able to get Jimmy Fallon to come in and John Hamm. And so they changed it on her on the last minute. And it was funny. She handled it in stride. Everybody was frisking her, checking her in the eyes to make sure she hadn't done any drugs. I mean, it was funny.
Yeah.
John Hamm was supposed to be there in case she screwed anything up. He'd be there to be the backup host. It was cute.
So, we have Oprah Winfrey interviewing Whitney Houston's daughter, speaking of crack and how she lives. This kid, we can be critical, but it isn't because this kid grew up around it. What did she see other than this kind of abuse
from
the
really
time
young
she was like a little baby?
Right. It's sad because at some point she's going to have to make a decision to get herself out of this lifestyle.
Or die young.
Or
like
yeah,
mother.
But you know, when you don't know anything else and you are only 18 and losing your mom, it's a tough thing. But Oprah feels like she has made this a win because she has gotten the first interview with Bobby Christina for the OWN network.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to do, this will be a chapter in Oprah's life class, and she will talk with Christina about how she wants Whitney to be remembered.
Why is her name Bobby Christina, by the way? Why
Well,
Bobby
after
Houston?
Bobby Brown, I don't know where the Christina comes from.
Anybody know? 800-510-8255. I haven't figured that one out yet. There's no, she's Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So why isn't her name either Bobby Houston or Bobby Brown, like her father?
Well, it's Bobby Christina Brown.
Oh, that's her middle name.
Yeah, they just call her Bobby Christina, because if they called her Bobby Brown, there'd be some confusion.
Yeah.
Although she's Bobby with an I. But she'll talk about how she wants to remember her, how she wants the world to remember her, speculation around her death, and also she'll be joined by Patricia Houston, who is Whitney's former, well, current sister-in-law manager, and brother Gary Houston. So, there you go.
Second off of the public. You're not the private. The public or the private. The you can fill
Sunday,
the
March 11th is the date if you do get OWN and you want to check it out.
800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook at /Good Day Show, and it's at Good Day Show for Twitter. The number one movie this weekend,
it was
The
huge.
Lorax.
Huge. Did you
$70
hear how?
Million. Yeah. Dollars. Yep. Yeah. So, is that something surprising with all the promotion that's been done? Any children's movie does very
not
well.
Not a surprise because everybody can see it.
I like Green Eggs and Ham better.
I do too. That was my favorite.
Yeah. It's been so commercialized. There's nothing more annoying. How many of you go to AMC theaters to go to the movies in Santa Monica?
That's me. I've been. See,
yeah. Most of the theaters around are AMC. And you sit there and you watch this thing over and over and over. It's like the kids that walk across, before the previews, there are these four kids that walk across the street to go into the AMC theater. They've been playing that thing for years. And then after they've done all the previews, they show these four kids sitting in a seat, and the stage changes, and it's like, okay, you're supposed to get
that
they go from being in it. It's over and over and over again. Looking up in the sky to AMC theaters. Give me a break. Come on. Come up with something more. And then after that, you see The Lorax. That's been the last 2 or 3 months. The Lorax, this woman next to him. It's a cartoon caricature. The woman on the phone. The guy eating the ham. And then he gets up and it's just annoying. It's real. It's
okay.
Really annoying.
You've lost me. Okay.
Why? How have I lost you?
Because I've never been so annoyed by that before.
Yeah. Now you're annoyed.
And now I picture you in the movies just seething because you're upset by what you're seeing.
I'm not seething, but I think it's foolish. Green Eggs and Ham was the most popular book that Dr. Seuss ever did. Then One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish.
Blue Fish, yes.
Yeah, I remember that from 1960. The Cat in the Hat is the one that I loved.
Mm-hmm.
Always loved The Cat in the Hat. I can't claim to know much about The Lorax, which was released in 1971.
Mm-hmm.
Wacky Wednesday in 1974. And Happy Birthday to You came out in 1959. Those are the top five best-selling Dr. Seuss books. So The Lorax, nice. If you saw it, what'd you think? 800-510-8255. Theodore Seuss Giselle, I believe, is how you pronounce his last name, right? Is it Giselle,
sure.
Giselle?
I don't know, but somebody I'm sure does.
You know what?
His mom.
I'm not doing too well here in the do you know department.
Hey, I'm sorry. You're throwing these things at me. Gazelle. Would you like me to look it up for you?
19. No, that's okay. 19 before the hour. Seven advertisers. Count them.
I do know that.
1, 2, 3, 4. Excuse me. There. Let's try that again. Take two, Doug. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Shall we try it again?
No, that's okay. I think I made it to 7 on that one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Advertisers have pulled their ads from Rush Limbaugh's program. Those of you who are talk radio fanatics and who love Rush Limbaugh will talk about the state of affairs that he and his program are in. A lot of people will be very eager to listen to his program at noontime East Coast time today as he deals with the fallout. And this isn't just another one of his oops things. This is the most serious faux pas. Now, whether it's the most serious one or it's just the era that we live in, I'm not sure that I think it's the most serious faux pas he's ever made, but I think it's going to have more impact because of the state of the reality of our world. And I'll tell
and
you
I'm
why.
Sure you're going to, yeah, you'll tell us why, but I want to compare it to Don Imus.
Yeah,
also.
Okay. 800-510-8255. I want to be in the queue for a discussion of the Limbaugh show and his reference to Sandra Fluke as a prostitute and a slut. Perhaps you want to be heard. I think this is going to be a, this is not, this conversation is not going away. This is something that is going to haunt him for a while. Does it ruin his program? Nah. Does it ruin his career? Nah. Does it affect his pocketbook? You bet. And maybe that's the kind of that I believe Ron Paul said over the weekend when asked. I don't know why the news people thought they had to ask these politicians about it, but Gingrich weighed in and said that it was a good thing that Limbaugh apologized. Ron Paul said, yeah, but he didn't think he meant it. He only did it because he wanted to protect his advertisers. And I think Ron Paul's right about that. 800-510-8255, 16 before the hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800- 720-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
All right, 13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer and Doug focusing on some of the, foolishness of the day. Larry Flint publishes Hustler magazine. Once again into the political world he goes by offering $1 million for information on any politician engaged in infidelity, sexual impropriety, or corruption. $1 million.
Wow.
This is the, this happened the last time. It's been going on for the last couple of election cycles. Full page ad in the Washington Post yesterday seeking documentation, evidence, if you will, of claims against any politician. The $1 million would be paid if the magazine uses the material that anybody comes up with for a story. He did it back. He went back to 1998 because of the Clinton impeachment trial and all of the Republicans who were in trouble. It started with Bob Livingston. Remember that? He was going to be the Speaker of the House, and then somebody uncovered an extramarital affair, and that was the end of his career. He was done. And as much as people can, you can throw all the squash at the radio you want, more Republicans have been caught in these things. For sure, plenty of Democrats, but more Republicans than Democrats have been caught.
I almost think it's a political thing. It's not necessarily a Republican-Democrat thing. Don't you think it's just the nature of
politicians?
Well,
the reason it makes more noise.
Power?
Yeah, it is. It's about power and control. I think you're right about that. But I think also it is because the Republicans present one thing and they get caught, and it's just the hypocritical side of it. I mean, I think you're right. Democrats, Republicans engage in this stuff, as do people. That's the way it works. So here's the story with Rush Limbaugh. First, let's play the excerpt from his program where he refers to Sandra Fluke as a slut and a prostitute.
What does it say about the college co-ed Susan Fluke, who goes before a congressional committee and essentially says that she must be paid to have sex? What does that make her? It makes her a slut, right? Makes her a prostitute. She wants to be paid to have sex. She's having so much sex she can't afford the contraception. She wants you and me and the taxpayers to pay her to have sex. What does that make us? We're the pimps. The Johns. That's right. We would be the Johns. No! We're not the John. Well, yeah, that's right. Pimp's not the right word. Okay, so she's not a slut. She's round-heeled. I take it back.
All right. So, this Sandra Fluke was testifying. Apparently, Georgetown University, as I understand it, has a policy of all students being on their health system, and yet they don't pay for birth control. And I think there's some argument about why women get certain privileges, if you will, from health insurance, and men get other privileges. But that's not the real issue. The issue here is, well, maybe part of the issue, but the issue has been exacerbated because of the harshness of the way that sounded to a lot of people, to the point let's see here. How many? He's got six, seven, Quicken Loans, Sleep Train, Sleep Number, Citrix Systems, Carbonite, LegalZoom, Is that there? Pro Flowers all pulled their ads on Friday saying they're not going to advertise anymore with Limbaugh. So,
I think you know what you're going to get when you listen to him. But what I think is so funny, and I think this is common with men, is he just sounds stupid. I was put on birth control pills not for sex, but because I need it for my health.
Yeah, there you go. 51
so
past the hour.
Maybe she does too. Who knows?
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendivite. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and I are looking at the money shots, the money news. I don't know that it's all about money. It is just the interesting things that grab people's attention. That's sometimes called the money shot, isn't it? The things that grab people's attention.
It's one of the things called
it
a
is.
Yes.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. United no more uses Continental handle, Gonzo.
There was a problem, I heard, this
weekend. Yeah, there was. It was pretty messy. It was pretty messy this weekend. A lot of delays. They're too big.
It's fly the planes, people. It's just a name
too
change.
Too big. All right, so let's see what Shelley Palmer has up his sleeve. Google developing its own version of Siri. And that's some other social media items coming up as well here on Good Day.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, according to a report by TechCrunch, Google is working on an answer to Apple's personal assistant, Siri. The company is developing software called Google Assistant that takes voice commands to help you accomplish real-life goals. Unlike Siri, Google will let developers integrate Assistant into third-party apps. In other news, NASA was hacked 13 times last year, resulting in major breaches of sensitive government data. Hackers working from Chinese IP addresses gained full access to NASA's files, employee credentials, and system logs. And finally, last week, Random House made it much more expensive for libraries transitioning to the digital era. The cost to purchase the rights to rent Random House ebooks rose as much as 300%. The steep price increase makes ebook lending a costly endeavor for already underfunded libraries. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
When you're ready to save money, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our exclusive Way to Save savings account, you can save money automatically. Every time you use your debit card to make a purchase or pay a bill with Wells Fargo Online Bill Pay, $1 is transferred from your Wells Fargo checking account to your Way to Save account. You can also set up recurring daily or monthly transfers to save even more money fast. Call, click, or stop by today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
The technology that resulted in all of the delays, the United flights, I was at Newark Airport yesterday, and mm-hmm. you could see just there was something about the feel there that wasn't right. United swallowed up Continental's operations, and as a result of that, 25 to 30% of the flights ran 35 to 45 minutes late just because they couldn't get all the data on the customers. They say in the next 72 hours they'll straighten it out. It's too big. It's mm-hmm. just too big. They have 700 and some odd planes. They have 117,000 employees. Their hubs are now Chicago, San Francisco, Newark, Cleveland, Houston. I mean, how do you run an airline that's that? You don't. How do you do it? One in five mobile phone users are worried about threats to their devices and people listening in or watching in on what they're doing. I think that number is going to grow, Jennifer, don't you?
Yes, I do.
59 past the hour on the Good Day program.